This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy, Christian Finfrock. At Retirement Income Strategies, Christian and his team help individuals develop easy-to-understand solutions for protecting and preserving your wealth in retirement. For the next hour, sit back and enjoy Retirement Income Strategies with Christian Finfrock and your host, Jen Rezac.
Millions of Americans have retirement savings in a traditional 401k or IRA. If you're one of them, how much of that money will you actually get to spend in retirement? You don't want to forget that Uncle Sam still wants his share. Plus, Christian has the latest on the Biden administration's proposal to eliminate a popular strategy for helping to reduce your income tax bill in retirement. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. And boy, we have a lot. We have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah,
Christian,
let's call this segment Stirring the Pot before the election.
That's right. Let's just stir it all up. So there's just so much to talk about here, though, because, you know, first of all, let's just go here. If you have a traditional 401k or IRA, you got to understand the money in those accounts is not entirely yours. So how do you talk to people about understanding that?
Yeah, well, it's just honestly, it's a conversation that they just haven't had, right? So I think as times have evolved, people are becoming more and more aware of this. Quite honestly, we get a lot of prospective clients that come to us because their current broker is not having that conversation. And when they ask, they're being told they're not allowed to talk about taxes. And so, you know, it's our opinion, obviously, you know, for disclosure purposes, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a tax attorney, we're not filing taxes, but we believe tax planning is retirement planning. And understanding the IRS tax code inside and out, most importantly, how it affects clients and their retirement income and the likelihood that they may or may not run out of money and so on and so forth is a necessity. So, we just bridged the conversation. You know, what do you think will happen between now and your death? Were taxes likely to go up or are they likely to go down? And then maybe more importantly, when you invest money into the market, I would assume in general, people invest because they want this to grow over time. They're not putting money into the market to lose it. So the question is, you know, is this going to grow over time or lose money? I know we don't know, but even if it's a 1% growth, that's increasing, right?
So,
and then lastly, if you had a magic wand, of course, nobody does, but if you did, and God forbid you die tomorrow and you got to choose whether you leave taxable money or tax-free money, which would you choose? And then 99.99% of those conversations, the clients believe taxes will likely be higher, the values will hopefully be higher, and they would rather leave tax-free money. And that says, is there any chance you might be saving wrong today, right? With those things in mind, because there are solutions, and the greatest gift ever given to us as part of the IRS tax code, as I call the greatest love letter ever written, is that we get to pick and choose when to pay the taxes. And so likely, if I think taxes are going up, I might want to pay the taxes today. Even more importantly, if I think my values are going to increase, doesn't it make sense to pay taxes on a lower amount today if I get the choice of not paying taxes on a higher amount later at an unknown rate?
Yeah.
And then with the changes in the laws recently, you know, and how it affects my beneficiaries, even though I'm not here in general to plan for my beneficiaries, but, you know, the family legacy is part of a retirement plan because if you don't spend it, likely it's going to your children or at least somebody of your choosing. And so we honestly just bring it up and it's a conversation they haven't had. And then from there, we, you know, my job is to study and understand how policies and, you know, strategies and ideas are going to affect future tax rates.
So let's talk a little bit about, Christian, when you talk about the fact that we do, thanks to this love letter from the IRS, as you put it, it lays out for us what we need to know about when we will be taxed. Let's talk a little bit about that, because there are tax deferred accounts, and then there are accounts that are, that are qualified. Talk a little bit about the difference between these two different types of accounts and how we understand where we're saving our money.
Yeah. And if I may, I'm going to complicate it before I simplify it, because there's actually three different types of accounts.
Yes.
So, and I like to try to simplify this. So it's either tax me now, tax me later, or tax-free, never tax me. Now, it's never really never tax, because you got to pay the tax at some point in time, right? So the tax me now bucket, that's like your bank account. That's money, or it's a taxable brokerage account. So it's money that you have, but you've likely already paid some tax, right? So you get your paycheck, it's $1,000, but by the time it gets to your bank account, it's only $800, right? That's because they took the taxes out. So this is after tax money. You put it in that bank account. But the reality is the IRS is taxing this account every single year in perpetuity forever, because you get a 1099 at the end of the year, even if the bank pays you 0.01%. You got to pay tax on that gain, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the tax me now account. I get a 1099 every single year in that account. Okay. The second one, of course, is, as you mentioned, tax deferral, right? Tax me later account. That's the retirement account for most people, the IRA, the 401k. And what's really important to understand here is these accounts are relatively new. In fact, the IRA wasn't even born until 1974, and the 401k and your great radio guy here, Madison Money Guy, were both born in 1978. So it's only 45 years old. And so in that account, it's you get a tax deduction up front, right? So you're saying, I would rather get a tax break today on today's dollars, but then it grows over time. And whatever happens to tax rates in the future, when I take that money out later, because I've deferred the taxes, now I have to pay taxes on all of the money at whatever the tax rate is in the future. And that's a scary proposition, because we don't know what taxes are going to be in the future. We also don't know what the value is going to be. Right. And then the third bucket is tax-free, but it's not really tax-free because it's after-tax money. So just like that first bucket, it's money that's already been taxed. It's coming from my bank account, or I'm depositing it in my, we'll call it a Roth 401k. So it's coming from my paycheck, but it's after tax, meaning you don't get the tax benefit up front. So it's after tax money, but it does grow tax deferred. Mm-hmm. The best part though, is when you take it out in the future, regardless of the value, and most importantly, regardless of tax rates, it's tax free.
Yes.
So we got to decide when's the best time to pay the taxes. And maybe we have a little bit in each of these buckets, which is called tax diversification. But for me, Jen, what I find is when I just simplify that conversation, what I find is that most people unintentionally, you know, chose the wrong choice, right? The IRS tax code says I only get three options with my money: tax deduction, tax deferral, or tax-free income. I can't have all three, but I do get to pick two. Mm-hmm. And most people have never even really been taught that way, right? And so what we find is often the people I meet with picked the wrong two at the wrong time in their life. But maybe more importantly, they're working with a tax preparer, the person that files and prepares their taxes. And that's a challenge for multiple reasons. Number one, these people have been thinking tax deferral their whole lives. But number two, by the time you start working with them, it's already the following year, right? So they're looking right at last year's numbers. You can't even do things. And so when you work with somebody like myself, we are proactively looking at the future. This is what planning is. We're looking ahead. Right. Stephen Covey said one of the habits of highly successful people is start with the end in mind. And as a retirement planner, that's what we're thinking about. The ultimate end, of course, is death. But let's talk about the fun part between retirement and death. We like to call retirement, and we get to pick and choose when to pay the taxes. Now, here's the thing. If you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement, and especially if you have $500,000 or more, this is part of our process. And if you're one of the first 10 people on today's show to reach out to my team, we'll put you through our entire process. We call that the Madison Money Map, and we'll waive our financial planning fees. So no cost, no obligation. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 608-208-1800. Now, again, 10 people only, must call on today's show. And respectfully, we ask that you be 3 to 5 years from retirement and have $500,000 or more. And if that's you folks and taxes are a concern of yours, call right now, 608-208-1800. The process is called the Madison Money Map.
Talking today with Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy. And here's where things get really interesting, Christian, because you were outlining for us the different types of tax treatment on these accounts. When it comes to things like those accounts where you can pay the taxes up front, talking about the Roth option, there are some rules here, some income limits, that type of thing. Talk a little bit about what is on the table now, what is potentially on the chopping block in Washington is this idea of converting money from a tax deferred account for people above a certain income threshold. So again, this is where we start to stir things up a little bit, because this strategy is potentially really valuable for people.
But we have to understand what are we talking about? Are we talking about a contribution, right? Putting money in, or are we talking about a conversion? Because we can convert anytime at any dollar, any amount. It used to be a limit, but there's not a limit anymore. So it doesn't matter how much money you make, you can convert everything. You just got to pay all the tax. If I'm going to make a contribution, there are income thresholds. Right. So oftentimes people get confused and they cannot make a contribution. What I would say is, in my opinion, first of all, a conversion is probably more valuable anyways. And I'm happy to get into the math on that conversation. But the truth is there are, we'll call it quote unquote loopholes. And they're not even really loopholes, if you will. They're just strategies that over the years advisors have found. And recently the IRS came out and said, you know, they never approve, if you will, but they also said that it's not an illegal strategy. And we call that something called a backdoor Roth conversion. Mm-hmm. And so that is on the chopping block in the current President Biden proposal in changes in the tax code. And so, again, we find ourselves in a situation where there might potentially be a time-sensitive opportunity that may not be there in the future. And I compare this to in the olden days, which wasn't that many years ago, by the way, we used to be able to do something called file and suspend on Social Security.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And the families that would take advantage of that would end up with literally hundreds of thousands of dollars more in lifetime benefits. Now, transparently, very few families really actually took advantage of that. But the ones that did would end up with literally hundreds of thousands of dollars more in benefits. And they closed that, you know, quote unquote loophole. Well, President Biden is proposing today that we potentially close this idea of the backdoor Roth conversion. And I'll tell you, it's a strategy I personally use. I do this every single year, but I'm mixed on what the impact will be long term.
Yeah. But just important to know that there are opportunities that are currently existing, but these things do change, Christian, with presidential administrations, with the makeup of Congress. There are changes that occur when it comes to the policies, the rules, and that, I think, is the real value in working with someone like you who stays on top of these things and is able to help us find those existing opportunities. Because even when these opportunities eventually go away, there will be other ones that pop up. That, I think, is the value of working with someone who's got their eye on this every single day.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of money I spend out of pocket to be in mastermind groups and research groups and coaching groups on really understanding the IRS tax code and the proposals. And really, the benefit is, you know, advisors like myself are paying people far smarter to really read through and give us kind of the condensed version of what's really happening, mm-hmm. but also what's the real likelihood, right? Like, cause there's proposals all the time, but you guys, let's face it. The IRS tax code has been amended tens of thousands of times. And, you know, the world changes, right? We're in a situation today that I don't think anybody, you know, ever really predicted. I mean, you know, Jen, I've been saying this for years on this radio show. Go back to the 1980s, right? Most of our listeners today in the 80s didn't have any money. And if they did, they could put it in a CD and get 15%.
Sure.
But they didn't have any money, so they had to buy a house and they borrowed, right? You had to borrow for your mortgage and you paid 20%. And so all of a sudden, you know, today we're looking at interest rates at 7% and people are losing their minds because a year and a half ago, it was 2%, but it also isn't 20%. So it's all about perspective. Additionally, if you look at the national deficit, it's $34 trillion. It's 100 times greater than the next closest country. We're almost at the point we can't even pay the interest on our debt. That is extraordinary. It's frightening. And one of the only solutions is to increase taxes. And if you look and figure out where all the money is at, you know, you look at retirement accounts, there's almost the same amount of money in retirement accounts, $34 trillion. And so if you could find a way to tax all of that at one time, obviously that's not going to happen, but it would help offset the burden of the deficit of the country. And so yeah, you know, this is what we do. Retirement Income Strategies, tax planning is maybe the most important, certainly the second most important. I would argue maybe an income plan is more important, but we spend time, effort, energy, and resources to really educate ourselves and most importantly, use the IRS tax code to the advantage of our clients, because you really can legally, ethically, morally disinherit the IRS. And if this is something that's important to you, specifically if you're 3 to 5 years from retirement, I encourage you to call my team. 608-208-1800. Our process is called the Madison Money Map. If you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, we'll do that entire process at no cost, but you do got to call 608-208-1800.
This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. We'll be back.
Inflation, it never stops. Do you understand how it could impact your retirement savings? Find out by calling the team at Retirement Income Strategies today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Retirement Income Strategies has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation proof? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with unpredictable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies can show you ways to help fight inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 608-208-1800 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies now to start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Could a recession rob you of your retirement dreams? Find out today with Christian's free guide. Get it now at MadisonMoneyRadio.com/protect. That's MadisonMoneyRadio.com/protect.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. I am Jen Rizak, happy to be here alongside Christian Finfrock. He is the Madison Money Guy. I want to point out, you can see him on TV on weekends, Saturday nights at 5 o'clock on CBS Channel 3, and Sunday mornings at 5:30 on NBC 15, but glad to have him here with me right now. We've repeated the stats time and time again. Thousands of baby boomers retire every day, and by 2030, they will all be 65 years old. Wow. So if baby boomers are up to bat for retirement, Christian, that means Gen X is on deck, which is kind of hard to think about. We're going to talk about Gen X here in just a minute, but 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 every day, and the number of boomers retiring picked up the pace in 2020 thanks to the pandemic. When you have that many people leaving the workforce, what is the potential impact on the economy, Christian? I'm guessing it's big.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's something I've been talking about for years, and I'm actually kind of surprised that I don't hear other people talking about this. Here's my fear, and I don't want to let this go by. Jen, you and I are in Gen X.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about it. Yeah, we are.
Are we the old? And I shouldn't say this. This is terrible because that would assume that baby boomers are old people. That is not true.
No.
Only
no, no,
old
no.
at heart. Old
right,
at heart.
Right. There you go.
So crazy thought is that Gen X is already, we have to start talking about retirement
we
planning
do.
For them. So the world is moving. Here's my fear, Jen. As people begin retiring, they need income.
Yes.
Right? The retirement planning world, as we know it, is relatively new, right? The IRA was created in 1974, and the great 401k was not created until 1978. Mm-hmm. So the reality is it's 42, 43 years old. And all of a sudden, the first generation of babies that are going to be retiring, for the most part, on what we call the two-legged retirement stool, because 24% of Americans today have pensions. So that means 76% of people only have Social Security in their 401k or their retirement account. And they're going to have to use that to cover their retirement expenses. And most people are going to be pulling out withdrawals, in my opinion, probably higher than the safe withdrawal rate. So we're going to see some money coming out of the stock market. Now, my bigger fear is not necessarily the baby boomers and soon to be Gen Xers pulling money out, but Jen, when I look at some of the younger demographics, even my own demographics, some of my own friends, and certainly the millennials, my fear is that these folks are just not saving enough in the stock market. They're not reinvesting into the stock market. They're not saving 15 or 20% in their retirement account. So is it possible that we're going to see such a generational shift, so many people turning 65 and retiring and so much money coming out of their 401k plans that we could lead into a very extended recession?
Okay.
I don't know. That's what worries me. And I'll tell you another big concern is that one of the thoughts that we've had for a long time is that the saving grace, if you will, is that there's about $30 trillion that's going to change hands in the next 20 years, meaning the death of our parents or potentially us will then transfer to, you know, likely their children or our children. But the SECURE Act effectively eliminated the inherited IRA. Mm-hmm. And their suggestion that President Biden's tax plan will eliminate the step up in basis. So what happens if all of a sudden this money that we may have kept tax deferred and kept in the market for tax reasons, all of a sudden there's no incentive from a tax perspective because we have to pay taxes anyways. Maybe we just end up spending all of that money. I don't know. The problem is it creates enough uncertainty, in my opinion, that if I were in this, you know, neighborhood of retiring anytime in the near future, I would probably be adding some safety elements to my overall diversified retirement plan.
Yeah. Well, and so let's talk about our Gen X folks here, because if you are in Gen X, it is tempting to tune out talk about retirement because you feel like it applies to your parents. You don't really feel like this is you. But we all know time flies when you're having fun and even when you're not, right? It just goes by. It's going to be your turn before you know it. Plus, you could be in your peak earning years and getting ready for retirement, trying to earn a living in this economy that's being impacted by this wave of baby boomers leaving the workforce. So there's a lot going on here. And the first Gen Xers are in their mid, late 50s now. They're like 56, 57 years old. So Christian, think about the people that you're helping with retirement right now. For those who are in Gen X who still have some time, what do you say to them to help them make the most of these next 10 to 15 years they have?
You got to look at you have to look at the numbers. I mean, the biggest problem with retirement planning is that you don't have a plan at all.
Right.
You haven't even really calculated what you need to retire. I think I don't know how to explain it. I don't want to come across harsh. Is it unintentional ignorance? Is it blissful ignorance? Is it just I'm scared and I don't want to know? I think step number one is you have to figure out, okay, realistically, how much money do I need to be retired? Mm-hmm. And then how much do I have? What's my shortfall? The good news is 10 years is a long time. Now, it's also not a very long time, right? Like you and I, Jen, have talked about this a lot, right? So the other thing is, as you get into your 50s, okay? So once you turn 50, the IRS has recognized you are probably needing to catch up to your retirement goal, and they allow what's called a catch-up contribution. Mm-hmm. So now you can save more money. So I think several things here. The first thing is you have to have a realization on realistically, what am I going to need to be retired, and what do I have currently, and what should I be saving to get to that goal? Once we know that, then we have to look at all of the other sort of risks. And I think Gen Xers are going to face probably even more significant risks than baby boomers, quite frankly, because here's my belief. I think Gen Xers have a risk of Social Security looking very different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to go away. I think it's going to look completely different. And for baby boomers, I'm somewhat convinced they're not going to make any changes that will affect that demographic. I think the Gen Xers will be the first demographic that see changes. And that could be, you know, maybe we don't collect Social Security until age 70. I think that's realistic. Mm-hmm. Maybe they raise our Social Security taxes. I think that's realistic. I think maybe they raise the cap on wages. That certainly is realistic. My point, though, is we're probably going to end up working longer than the previous generation. So unless, of course, you save more money. I also believe that Gen Xers have a bigger tax risk. I think baby boomers definitely have a bigger tax risk, but just by mere time, Gen Xers have longer till retirement and then probably a longer retirement, tax risk becomes far greater. And so I think once you determine how much you need to be saving, you need to be very intelligent, very mindful about where you're saving. You need to really be considering all of your savings vehicles and options. And all of this can be done with the help of a financial planner, but moreover, a retirement planner. Remember, not all planners are created equal. First and foremost, most advisors are financial salespeople. They work at a company and their job is to sell investments and grow your money. A very small percentage of financial advisors are financial planners, and an even smaller percentage of that number specifically focus on retirement planning. And at Retirement Income Strategies, it's all that we do. So our proprietary process, the Madison Money Map, is yours if you're within 3 to 5 years of retirement. As long as you have accumulated $500,000 or more towards your retirement, all you have to do is call my team right now for your own complimentary version. The number to call is 608-208-1800. You can also go to MadisonMoneyGuy.com for your own Madison Money Map. Once again, 608-208-1800. We do ask that you be one of the first 10 callers on today's show. Also, that you be within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement. And this is specifically designed for those who have accumulated $500,000 or more towards their retirement. The Madison Money Map at 608-208-1800.
Christian Finfrock is the Madison Money Guy. I'm Jen Rizak alongside. And Christian, I think it's interesting to talk a little bit to some of these younger pre-retirees, people who have a little bit more time, because this is the time to get in front of them. When you still have time to make some changes that can have real meaning over time, I think there's value in that conversation. So if you're in your 40s, you have some time before retirement. I saw CNBC had this decade-by-decade guide to retirement planning, and they did have some thoughts for people in their 40s, things like watching out for the lifestyle creep. What are your thoughts on people who are in their 40s? They still have a little bit of time. What do they need to be thinking about right now?
Well, that's me. This is all my friends. I mean, everybody's different, but I think I love that concept of watch out for the lifestyle creep.
Yeah, this happens.
Yeah, I think that's interesting because we start getting tempted. You know, the term I like to use is keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we want to go buy stuff to impress people we don't even know.
Or your parents are in their 60s and they're doing all those home remodels and all those things that they've been waiting decades for the kids to be gone to do. And we start doing it in our 40s. Like, we're doing all those things right now, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I think that's a good point. I think... You know, there's several things that I think about for my own personal situation, and a lot of them are really, quite frankly, kind of boring. I think you really got to start eliminating debt. I think that's really important. You got to quit borrowing money at this point in time. And if you are carrying really nasty debt, meaning credit card debt or car payments, I mean, certainly if you have any sort of a payday loan, of course, you're probably in a financial crunch if you have that. But credit card debt and car loans, we got to get those paid off because that's really bad debt. Student loans comes next, and then your mortgage. Your mortgage is okay, though. The next thing I would say is if you have debt that I just mentioned, my opinion is you should not be paying extra on your mortgage. Now, this is going to be contrary to popular belief, and it might be the unpopular opinion, but for most people, your mortgage rate is locked in for 15, 20, or 30 years. It's probably also a very low rate.
Yes.
Your car payment and credit card are different. They're higher, and your car certainly is depreciating in value. We have to not pay extra on our mortgage until we've eliminated those debts. Then, of course, we have to focus on emergency savings account and saving for our retirement. And Jen, I believe you have to prioritize saving for your retirement. I believe with all my heart. I know for a fact you have to prioritize saving for your retirement over this nonsense idea of getting your mortgage paid off and getting out of debt. Now, in full disclosure, I am also focused on getting out of debt, but I'm saving 25% of my income towards my retirement.
Right.
So I wouldn't pay my mortgage off before I did the savings towards my retirement. Got and I'm it. Not suggesting... that you should save as much money as I do towards my retirement. But I am suggesting you can't start paying extra on your mortgage until you know your retirement's going to be taken care of. And here's why. You can get a loan for your house, for your mortgage. You can refinance.
Yep.
You cannot get a loan for retirement. We talk about this often, but you might plan to work until age 70 because you have to. But oftentimes, statistics tell us you are in a forced retirement, an unexpected retirement. You are let go, and sometimes your physical health just doesn't allow it. Mm-hmm. So the reality is, Jen, we have to look at a lot of things, and we have to start prioritizing. The good news is you're in your 40s. You probably have 10, if you're in your 40s, probably 20 years. So time is on our side, but we really can't delay any longer. We have to start making decisions.
Yeah, just so important to think about that. So, Christian, let's talk for just a second about how we get started, what this looks like if we want to get started making sure that money's going to last.
Jen, probably the first thing is just to call me and my team and take the first step. And if you're one of the first 10 callers on today's show, as long as you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards your retirement, and if you're within 3 to 5 years of that retirement goal, I invite you to call my team at 608-208-1800 for your own complimentary version of the Madison Money Map. Now, income is just one of the seven areas that we cover on the Madison Money Map. At Retirement Income Strategies, we do comprehensive retirement income planning. And if you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards your own retirement, be one of the first 10 callers today for a complimentary version of our proprietary process we call the Madison Money Map. All you have to do is call or text 608-208-1800 or be one of the first 10 callers or go to the website at madisonmoneyguy.com.
And really, as we talk about some of these folks who have a little bit more time, if you're trying to gauge your readiness, I'd say right now is the perfect time for you to take the checklist challenge. Go to madisonmoneyradio.com/list. That is a free checklist that's going to help you make a determination about just how ready you are, what some of the gaps are. Then you can have that conversation with a retirement planner like Christian. But start with the checklist challenge today. madisonmoneyradio.com/list. This is Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. We'll be back.
Have you seen what's happening in the stock market recently? If the volatility is making you nervous, call Retirement Income Strategies today to make sure you aren't taking on more risk than you're comfortable with. 608-208-1800. According to the U.S. Debt Clock, at the time you hear this commercial, our nation's debt will go up by $1.5 million. That's more than $2 billion a day, $15 billion a week. Right now, our debt is over $31 trillion. It's climbing fast. The question is, how do we pay it off? The answer? Increasing taxes. Now, think about your retirement accounts. Do you want to pay taxes on some of that money now, when rates are historically low, or later, when rates are potentially higher? Now, whether you should pay taxes now or in retirement depends on a lot of things. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies know what to look for. Christian can help you create a plan so your retirement is as tax efficient as possible. Call 608-208-1800 to set up your visit with Christian Finfrock and Retirement Income Strategies. That's 608-208-1800. When taxes go up, will you be ready? Call now, 608-208-1800. Firm may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. I am Jen Rizak, happy to be here alongside Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy, and we are doing things a little bit different on the show today as we are talking to Gen X about retirement planning, which we don't always do. Gen Xers not retiring in droves just yet, but they are pretty worried about how ready they are for retirement. Christian, we've got Gen Xers now in their 40s and 50s, so we don't talk to them a whole lot on the show. But this is a generation that is already starting to worry about how they're going to afford their future in retirement. You see this. I found a headline, I think it was in Forbes, talking about how they are way more worried than baby boomers as it relates to their retirement. So for people who still have more than 10 years until retirement, tell me what their priorities need to be in terms of saving.
Yeah, well, this is me. This is my generation.
Yeah, me
so
too.
These are my high school graduate friends, and I'm on the lower end of that. I'll be I'm in my early 40s. I want to call it early 40s. Is 43 still your early 40s?
Well, yeah, because it's not
okay.
Mid yet. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
You're
yeah, good.
Good.
Okay. Getting old is it's one of those things. So, I think this is interesting to think that we're already talking about retirement planning for Gen Xers, and I think certainly the baby boomers know this, and all generations know this. Time flies. Right. And I can tell you, Jen, that the clients that I work with that are retiring now in the next 3 to 5 years often say they wish they had met me 5 or 10 years earlier.
Yep.
So here's the good news. You have a lot of time on your side. And I think your priorities are probably different than what you think. My belief is you have to start prioritizing getting rid of your debt. Now, you do need to save for retirement, and you may be behind where you should be. If you're in your 40s or 50s, more than likely, everybody's situation is unique and different, but by 40s and 50s, you should have somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 times to 6 times your annual salary. Now, that's a big range. Mm-hmm. So in your 40s, early 40s, you should be in the neighborhood of 3 times your annual salary. And if you're in your 50s, you want to be shooting for 6 times your annual salary. Now, again, this is different. This is different for everybody. But if you've got a bunch of debt, we might have to take our retirement savings and really put it towards that debt first. This is one of those situations where you probably need to start talking to an expert, somebody that specializes on retirement planning that can help you prioritize your thought process at this stage in the game. Mm-hmm. Also, for Gen Xers, you probably have college age kids. They are either in college or they're getting close to college. You're probably getting close to where your mortgage might be paid off in the next 10 to 15 years, and you're wondering if you should accelerate that payment. So interestingly enough, you're probably going to have bigger challenges than the baby boomer generation. You're probably going to live longer than the baby boomer generation. That means a bigger longevity risk gap. You're potentially going to see higher taxes in your lifetime. You might see higher inflation in your lifetime. More opportunity for stock market correction. So more than likely, as a Gen X, now's not the time to start getting panicked and reducing your risk. Now, again, everybody's situation is unique and different. Now we really have to be intentional about our prioritization on what money goes where. I think the first thing to do is just pick up the phone and call a specialized retirement planner, somebody that can help you start getting things on paper and together prioritize what your objectives are going to be for the next 10 to 15 years.
All right. And Christian, here's another thing that we see, since you mentioned for a lot of Gen Xers, probably have some college age kids now. We do see a lot of Gen X and baby boomers who are in this sandwich generation, what we call the sandwich generation. They're helping take care of their parents and their kids at the same time. And this really puts a squeeze on you, especially if you are trying to make sure that you're going to be okay financially. So if you do have those financial or caregiving responsibilities for multiple family members, how does that potentially impact your own well-being in the future? And how do you make sure that it doesn't ruin you financially?
Yeah, this is a hot topic. Several of my close friends are dealing with this. In some situations, it's almost necessary to see the comical side.
As
we deal with our aging parents and then our teenage children, and it becomes very difficult, especially if we're financially obligated to both. You know, the answer here is a very difficult answer. And unfortunately, at some point, you have to draw the line and start being a little selfish. Mm-hmm. As parents, we want to help our children. I think some families help their children too much because, again, you can't get a loan for your retirement.
Right.
You may not physically be able to keep working as long as you think you're going to have to work. It's a hard thing to sit here and say, but sometimes you have to draw the line in the sand and say, I just cannot help you financially with these things because I have to focus on my own retirement planning goals. And, you know, I know my opinion doesn't certainly matter to your specific situation, but I would selfishly say I grew up in a financially challenged household. I didn't have help really for anything. I had to buy my own first car. I was working at 13, and I think that helped me be more responsible in my later years, certainly. And I think a lot of my personal financial objectives are specifically because of how I was raised. I will also say, I don't know, I don't want to say I'm tough on my daughters, but I'm not as, what's the word? I don't give them everything. I made them pay for half of their own vehicle. I made them pay for some of their college.
Right.
And so I personally believe that it's okay to do those kinds of things and it builds character, but it is going to put some emotional strains on your relationship potentially. And I think it's necessary to talk these things out.
Yeah.
Jen, at the end of the day, every situation is unique. And there's a lot of complications when we start talking about family matters with specifically the sandwich generation. And far be it from me to stand here and give generic advice on the radio, because I am sensitive to the fact that everybody's situation is different. And even in my own life and with my own daughters and with my own parents, I've dealt with some challenging financial situations.
This is a transition that happens. You go from shifting from saving to now trying to figure out how the heck do you get income out of your savings and how do you make it last? Yeah. What are the big things that those folks need to be thinking of, the people who are closer to that window, that 3 to 5 year window that you talk about so often?
You've got to pick up the phone and call an expert. This is something you've never done before. This is a scary, very important transition. And there is an enormous amount of uncertainty in our stock markets. There are some really sophisticated terms that I like to avoid, but are very important to understand. Terms like sequence of returns risk. Let me explain what that means. It means we all know the stock market is going to have some years with losses. We know that it might even have a crash and an extended recession. What we don't know is when is that going to happen? And the biggest risk for somebody transitioning into retirement is that that happens in the early years of taking money out. We also talk about this concept of reverse dollar cost averaging, which is the exact opposite of dollar cost averaging. So when you're young and you're working and you're growing your money, for the most part, your savings are on autopilot. Every time you get paid, you put money into your 401k or your work retirement plan. Maybe you have an IRA that automatically drafts and makes a deposit. So when the market goes up and down, the truth is over a long period of time, that helps you by lowering your overall share price. However, when you start taking money out to create a paycheck in retirement, that now becomes your biggest risk because you don't know if your withdrawal is going to come out the day the market's down 20%. Or the day the market is up 20%. It's why it's crucial to have a written retirement income plan to eliminate the risks that are inherently present in all retirement plans. And these are all invisible and impossible to predict risks. We know they're there. We just don't know precisely when they're going to be there. And this transitionary process is exactly what we do at Retirement Income Strategies. Our entire proprietary approach is designed to safely transition you from your working years, from your growth and accumulation years, into your preservation and retirement income years. You just have to pick up the phone and give us a call.
That number again is 608-208-1800. That is 608-208-1800. And would you say, Christian, is there a good time to get a second opinion on everything that you've done? Because a lot of people, they have done a good job with the saving part and they have probably started to put some things in place. But when is it a good time to get a second opinion on that just to make sure that you are on the right track and you're not setting yourself up for problems down the road?
Yeah, I think when you start approaching 3 to 5 years from retirement, maybe 10 years from retirement, that transitionary process is very important to understand. The person that got you to retirement is typically not the person that's going to get you into and through retirement. In fact, Wall Street Journal wrote an article years ago called "The Is My Advisor Right for My Retirement?" And in it, they surmised, chances are no. The pro that you went to buy your stocks and bonds and grow this portfolio, it's not like there's just a magic light switch that they can turn on or off in the office and turn it into an income planning phase. And so you need to be getting an opinion from an expert that specializes in your area of need. And at Retirement Income Strategies, all we do is create retirement income strategies. Now, if you're within the first 10 callers on today's show, as long as you're within 3 to 5 years of your own retirement, and if you've accumulated $500,000 or more towards that retirement, we invite you to call my team at 608-208-1800 for your own complimentary Madison Money Map. Once again, call 608-208-1800. This is designed for the first 10 people on today's show. You can also go to madisonmoneyguide.com or call or text 608-208-1800.
Christian Finfrock is the Madison Money Guy. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Build your Madison Money Map with the team at Retirement Income Strategies today. Call Christian and his team at 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Retirement Income Strategies has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation proof? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with unpredictable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies can show you ways to help fight inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 608-208-1800 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Christian Finfrock and the team at Retirement Income Strategies now to start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC registered investment advisor.
It might ramp up or it could slow down, but inflation never goes away. Do you know how it could impact your retirement savings? Find out. 608-208-1800. That's 608-208-1800.
Thanks for joining us today on Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. I am Jen Rezac, happy to be here alongside Christian Finfrock. He is the founder of Retirement Income Strategies in Evansville. He is the Madison Money Guy, and right now we are going to hop in our Retirement Income Strategies time machine. We're going to visit a year in recent history and talk about some of the financial things that occurred that year. And one of the things I love about this, Christian, is I don't ever tell you what year it is. I like to make you guess, but I think you're going to figure it out pretty quickly.
You love it because I never figure it out.
I know.
I never figure it out.
All right. So I'm going to give you a couple of pop culture ones that you're going to be like, I know this stuff, but I don't know what year. And then I'm going to give you a couple things that I think will tell you exactly what year it was. So, top movies at the box office in the year that we are going to be visiting: The Dark Knight, Iron Man, Slumdog Millionaire. Giving you a feeling that this is fairly recent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bad debuted on TV. Okay. Barack Obama was elected president.
Well, that's
We had the biggest financial meltdown of our lifetime. Yeah.
2007, 2008.
Yep, 2008. That's exactly what we're going to
be
talking
about. The Barack Obama and the financial crisis gave it away because I was not sure on the show or the movie.
I know. That's what I was like. It'll tell you kind of what century we're in based on the pop culture stuff. But although, I knew you knew the other.
Although admittedly, take me back in history, aside from maybe Ronald Reagan, Nixon,
You know,
Abraham Lincoln.
Well, yeah,
but there's
plenty
of presidents. If you said to me what year was James Madison the president,
well,
I don't know that I could.
Without
opening up an encyclopedia.
Yeah, I figured Obama would be a pretty easy one. Okay, here's one other thing that happened in 2008. Bernie Madoff was arrested and charged with securities fraud in what would later be revealed to be the largest Ponzi scheme in history. And I actually do have some audio here, Christian. Ian Tierman. This gentleman was a 90-year-old victim of Bernie Madoff, and Tierman told the Associated Press that his financial advisor was the one who had to give him the bad news back then. So take a listen to this.
He said, "My father, my mother, my aunts, uncles, we have lost everything. I have lost everything, and you've lost everything."
Ugh. I mean,
it makes me sick to my stomach. I'll tell you what, there is a really, it's a, I shouldn't say good because it's horrible, but there's a good documentary on Netflix, and it just makes me sick. And I, you know, I've been a master elite with Ed Slott for many years and had many speakers come in that were involved in really kind of, I don't know what you want to say, but helping convict Bernie Madoff, like the journalist that wrote a book or an article really early, and everybody kind of just blew it off. And then also the guy that did the math and said it was mathematically impossible. And I remember when I watched this documentary not that long ago, I asked my girlfriend to watch it, and she's not in finance at all. And I just said, it's sickening, but it stresses the importance of why we at Retirement Income Strategies are a registered investment advisory firm. So, you know, people always say, how did he get away with it? Well, he was not regulated by the SEC. It's just crazy, quite frankly. The money, clients were writing checks to Bernie, and he was putting them in his bank account at Morgan Stanley, if I remember correctly, or JP Morgan Chase, I don't remember which large bank. And of course, even people today are saying the bank had to know. With you looking at the checks going in and out, And then Bernie was making his own statements. And actually there's, again, we could talk, I'll show about this, but there is a true life story where the, I don't know who it was, came to do an audit or something. And his team in the back was printing statements, and they were so hot that they were putting them in the freezer for a few minutes so they would cool down before they brought them out to the regulators. And the fact that they just sort of turned a blind eye to this, and you hate to say they turned a blind eye, but there was relationships where his family members were dating people, and it's just sickening. And so, you know, I will say that the good news is that for us at Retirement Strategies, we're held to the absolute highest standard. We became our own registered investment advisory firm, and we must legally, ethically, morally do for our clients what is in their best interest. Now, that's a little frustrating to clients sometimes because they, you know, they want us to simplify things. And one of the things we can't do for clients that used to be able to be done not that many years ago was what's called a consolidated statement. And clients want this because, you know, in general, when you're doing a comprehensive plan, you have money in all these various different buckets. It's very unusual to put all of your money in one account. It's very easy for the advisor, but that's not a plan. You can't separate the income plan from the growth and the taxes, et cetera. And so clients just like one form that kind of puts everything together. And the SEC just said, you know, we can't do that because, you know, that's not exactly what Bernie Madoff is doing. But just in order to clarify things, we'll just draw a line in the sand. And so fortunately, software has come along and we can, you know, help clients by using software and show them and give them access. But it's a gross reminder of why regulation is important, why you need to ask the correct questions of your advisor. And I'm certainly not insinuating that everybody should work with a fiduciary advisor. I think the greatest thing in our country is choice, but it's very important that you understand the difference. And in fact, as I wrap up here, I'll tell you, I was on the phone with a client of mine's friend, if you will, in a different state for probably 40 minutes because they were asking questions about an advisor that they were going to go work with. And it just didn't add up. And I said, listen, let's go do some research. And the client's friend kept saying, no, he kept saying he's a fiduciary. I said, okay, maybe let me show you how to research this. And of course I'm on the phone. And then as she pulls everything up, we find out that this person is working for a broker dealer and only has a Series 6 and 63. Mm. And the reason it was sort of a red flag in my mind is that the advisor was telling her that she needed to liquidate all of her accounts before she transferred them over to him. And I said, that's just not normal. That is a very unusual ask. We in our industry, we typically ACAT is the term, automated account transfer the funds. So this advisor likely doesn't have the right license. And sure enough, and so I don't know who this advisor is. And I'm sure that likely he meant well. He probably wasn't trying to do anything illegal or unethical, but he certainly was not a fiduciary. And so that is a lie. Maybe he thinks he's a fiduciary, but it also doesn't mean he's a bad advisor. It just means he's very, very limited on the advice that he can give. And he's also limited to mutual funds and variable products. He can't use stocks, can't use other types of investments. And so this is why it's so important that clients research their advisor, understand how they are regulated, and maybe more importantly, what kind of clients do they specialize in working with?
Yeah, I mean, and to be clear, as we talk about, so powerful when you talk about some of those examples there, Christian. When we talk about the other things that happened in 2008, there's a very clear difference between what we're talking about with what happened with Bernie Madoff and the people impacted by his behavior and what he did, and everybody who is impacted by what happened with our economy from 2007 to 2008. Because there are a lot of people who lost a lot of money, but had nothing to do with what happened with Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, great distinction. They're completely unrelated. The only reason they're related is that when the market drops 57%, which is what happened, it's at that point, it's really hard to hide when you're doing things that aren't real. And that's ultimately when they caught him because, you know, as Warren Buffett says, when the tide recedes, you find out who's swimming without swimming trunks. And so, yes, totally very different. And also, certainly there's no insinuation on my part that advisors are out there doing bad. I think in every industry, there's bad doctors, bad police officers, bad teachers. But in general, all of these professionals really are working very difficult, very long and hard to do for you what is best within their capabilities and their resources. And so they just work in different functions. My future son-in-law works at Edward Jones, and that's an incredible organization. It's just that he is very, very, very limited on what he can do for his potential clients. He can only sell certain investments. And so that doesn't make him a bad person. It makes him a great person. He just can't help people in some ways.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point when we're talking about the different types of financial professionals. And you've mentioned a couple different things like different credentials, that type of thing. All of that is important for people to be aware of when especially when it comes to this retirement phase of life and when it comes to managing the money that you saved for retirement. And Christian, just looking back at my notes here about 2008, I think we've made this joke before on the show, but this was kind of the origin of that joke that Americans' 401ks became 201ks. It's not a really funny joke at all, but it's something that was kind of said after that happened because nationally, 401ks and IRAs lost more than $2 trillion, $2.4 trillion in the last half of 2008. I'm not saying that another 2008 will happen again, but what are some lessons for people who are getting close to retirement when we look at what happened to 401ks back then?
Yeah, timing is important. It's probably the most important thing. In fact, the biggest risk facing retirees is something called sequence of return risk. And that just simply means we know the market goes up and we know the market goes down. We just don't know when. And if you're taking money out of these markets at a point in time when the market drops 20, 30, 40, you know, 50, 60, obviously it increases the probability of you running out of money. And so, you know, we're not saying take all your money out of the market either, right? We're saying build a plan that has a lot of diversification and in general, different money in different accounts designed to do different things. And that's why an income plan is so important. And truth be told, at Retirement Income Strategies, we want you to have as much money in the market as possible because we know and believe the market is going to revert back to its norm and its historical, you know, average rate of return, which is around 10%. It's just really risky. It's very volatile, goes up and down. And so we have to build an income plan first. We have to stress test this portfolio and make sure not only can you retire when you want, but you can stay retired in the event that something like a COVID-related market correction happens, or a 2008 market crash happens, or a 2001 market crash happens, or a 1970s oil embargo happens, or a 1980s Black Monday happens, or God forbid we talk about the Depression where the market lost over 60%. What we know is the market returns around 10% per year on average, but it also loses 10% per year, really every 10 months, 20% on average every 3 years. We go into a recession on average again every 7 years, and it historically can lose a lot of money. It typically recovers, but the timing is what's important. And lastly, as we get into wrapping up today's show, what's different today than any point in time in our country's history is the demographic shift, right? We talk a lot about this. There's 76 million people in this country collectively referred to as baby boomers, and they're turning 65 at a pace higher than ever in the past. For the last 3 or 4 years, it's been about 10,000 a day. Right now, it's over 12,000 a day. The most amount of people turning 65, and that will continue until about 2034. And eventually, all these baby boomers are going to retire and start taking money out. So if we experience another significant, you know, correction or pullback or crash, whatever you want to call it, will it recover? Probably long term, it will. But how long will it take? Will it take just 5 years like historically normal? Or might it take 10 years? Might it take even 15 years? Might we, you know, again, God forbid I even bring this up, but if you look at the Japanese stock market, it hit an all-time high in the 80s and it never got back to that point. So it's unlikely in this great nation, in developed and interconnected world that we live in, that will happen, but people have to plan for it. So as always, your timing matters. If you're 3 to 5 years from your own retirement and you've saved $500,000 or more towards that goal, call my team at 608-208-1800. If you're one of the first 10 people on today's show, we'll waive our entire financial planning fee and you'll get the full customized Madison Money Map. All you have to do is call 608-208-1800.
You've been listening to Retirement Income Strategies with the Madison Money Guy. Be sure to tune in again next time for more insights from Christian, and we'll talk to you then. Have a great week.
Retirement Income Strategies is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through Retirement Income Strategies, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Retirement Income Strategies is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Retirement Income Strategies. This radio show is a paid placement.